This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Kids in Texas may soon be learning about the Bible, not only at church, but also in public elementary schools. A newly released curriculum redesign includes lessons on things like Da Vinci's portrayal of the Last Supper and Martin Luther King Jr.'s references to the biblical book of Daniel. Proponents, like State Commissioner of Education Mike Morath, say such lessons are necessary context for classical literature. Critics say while this curriculum is being sold as a tool for cultural literacy, it could easily be used to impart ideological agendas. Linda Jacobson is a senior writer for The 74, a nonprofit news outlet covering U.S. education. Linda, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far, I wondered, is this new curriculum said and done, or is there still a chance it might not go into effect as currently written?
It will be reviewed by the public and some reviewers that the state has hired over the summer months, and the state board will get the final say this fall.
Interesting. So supporters like Commissioner Morath are saying this new curriculum is part of a classical education. What do they mean by that exactly, and how do biblical stories fit into that?
The classical model really emphasizes the liberal arts and historical documents and texts that have been sort of the underpinnings of Western civilization, basically. And the Bible is certainly, you know, one of those primary sources that they feel students should learn from and that they can benefit by studying some of that text to better understand things that they read, you know, in literature, references just in, you know, popular culture even.
So I gave a hinted at a couple of examples in the introduction. Can you delve deeper into those or give me a different example of how a story from the Bible might be presented in a classroom setting?
Well, one of the texts that students read, I believe it's in fourth or fifth grade, I'd have to look again, is, you know, Letter from Birmingham Jail by Dr. Martin Luther King. And in it, he refers to, he talks about civil disobedience and refers to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego defying the laws of King Nebuchadnezzar. And Morath, Commissioner Morath, you know, makes a very valid point that if kids don't know who those people are and, you know, have that context, they'll lack some understanding when they read that you know, very important letter. So that's one example. He also talked about kids not having enough information about Judaism and sort of leading up to the Holocaust. And there's a long section now in the curriculum about Queen Esther and her, you know, efforts to spare the Jews, you know, and that ties into the holiday Purim and events in the lives of Jewish people that he, you know, was explaining that kids should better understand, you know, to when they read a book like Number the Stars, which is about, you know, a family hiding, you know, during World War II. So there are definitely, you know, places where these connections make sense.
So those are some examples of, you know, Christianity or Judaism. You know, you mentioned Martin Luther King. I also think of Malcolm X. And have they addressed at all whether the curriculum might include history on other world religions or even indigenous American religious traditions?
There are some references to early American civilizations and some of the Native American rituals and religious beliefs. We're still ourselves sort of combing through the curriculum and trying to look at where there's balance, where there might not be balance. I think there will be questions over, you know, are there enough references here to, you know, Islam and, you know, other religions? I mean, our initial view, you know, of the materials looks like it does have, you know, more Judeo-Christian references than anything else.
Interesting. Well, we will be keeping an eye on it alongside Linda Jacobson, senior writer for The 74. Linda, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to The Texas Standard.